This spring, the Red Lion Inn, in the heart of the culturally rich Berkshires of Weston, Massachusetts, where I live, commemorates 50 years since its purchase, rehabilitation, and reopening as an historic hotel by Jane and Jack Fitzpatrick in 1969. Festivities began this weekend with a 50-day kickoff, culminating in a porch pop-up for the Kentucky Derby featuring Lucky Jack's mint juleps in honor of Jack Fitzpatrick. Jane and Jack's daughter, Nancy Fitzpatrick, took the helm of the Red Lion from 1993 until her retirement in 2018. Nancy's stepdaughter, Sarah Eustace, now carries on the tradition. Sarah is CEO of Main Street Hospitality. Nancy Fitzpatrick and Sarah Eustace join us now, along with Morgan Russell, Director of Guest Experience for Main Street Hospitality. Well, I have to say to you guys that Sarah and Joe asked me to do this because I demanded it. Oh. I love the Red Lion Inn. Always have. It's a place that you want to go and bring your family to. It's a place that has always been, as I have said, the vortex of the Berkshires, and it's an extraordinary place. And Nancy, I knew your folks fairly well. I loved your father. He was a conservative Republican, but he and I would duke it out, and he would say, you know, I like to listen to you, but you know, I don't believe one word you say. He would say.
That's my father.
He would say to me, he was always known in the Berkshires as the senator. And Jane, his wonderful wife, who ran Country Curtains and who ran the Red Lion Inn, and who really was a terrific force in the Berkshires for theater and everything else, it really made our life in the Berkshires, all of our lives, better. So I'm so happy that you're here. Now, Nancy, what do you think of as you're coming up on this 50 years?
Well, 50 does not come along all that often. You know, the big 5-0 is such a kind of glorious number and such a wonderful milestone. And it's amazing to me that my family's actually been in charge of this, has had the privilege to be in charge of this wonderful property for such a long time. And especially it warms my heart to think that we have a new generation of the family coming along to steward it through the next 50 years.
And you're to be given tremendous respect for making sure that that happens. You are an extraordinary woman. I know this is not relevant to the Red Lion story, but you did walk across America. Could you tell us about that quickly?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I walked from Boston to Newport, Oregon on US 20, which, as you may know, runs right through the Berkshires and through Albany. I walked through Albany, hoofed it all the way through the city. And I did it in chunks of time over 5 years between my 65th birthday and my 70th birthday. And it was a joyful, fabulous experience. And someday I might write a book about it.
I hope
so. But don't hold your breath.
I hope so. Sarah, you have now taken over the management. I'm sure Nancy checks in with you every once in a while. But because it's such, you know, it is to the Berkshires, you know, what major institutions are in France and Italy and every other place. It is our baseline for everything that happens. Do you ever wake up and worry that it's really too much of a responsibility?
Every morning.
Really?
No. It is a responsibility, and I feel privileged to have it. And yes, I do wake up every morning feeling that, not only for the community, for our family, for our staff, and so many people whose lives are intertwined with the Red Lion Inn. But it's a tremendous pleasure. It really is. And every morning I walk down, my office is on the third floor in the family offices where they've been since for 50 years. I'm 50 too, so
you
it's
are
kind of
not.
A, yes, I am. You know, I walk through the hotel every morning, and even as our other parts of our business expand and grow, it keeps me centered. And I walk through the dining room, and I know that if the lampshades are crooked, Nancy will remind me. So I fix them and I fluff pillows and I pick up things off the floor. That's probably the favorite part of my job.
One of the stories I should tell you really quickly, but I love, is that one night Roselle and I were eating in the main dining room, and Nancy's parents were there, and they sent over some drinks because it was my birthday. And somehow everybody sang happy birthday, and from the other room came the late but wonderful Arlo's wife, Jackie. And she came in and she said, "We're in the Widow Bingham Tavern, which is right next door." And I said, "Well, wait a second, get Arlo out here." And I brought him in, and he and Jack shook hands warmly. They may have actually embraced. And they hadn't talked since the making of Alice's Restaurant, you know, all of those years ago.
That's momentous.
And it was a great, terrific, you know, moment right there in that dining room. It was something you couldn't get over. You have to make money in that business, don't you? I mean, you have to at least keep it solvent.
Indeed.
Is that hard?
It is hard, but yet... we have such a unique, there's so many wonderful reasons to come to the Red Lion Inn. There's so many loyal patrons who've been coming for so many years. We try to keep those traditions very firmly in place, but also invite new audiences, new generations, new kinds of people to keep us
well,
solvent.
Speaking of traditions, jacket and tie?
Jacket and tie. I know,
Still.
Alan.
In the main dining
room. Not any, you know, that we softened that. We softened
you
that
did.
A number of years ago. But we still appreciate when people dress well to come and see
Yeah,
the
well,
Red
of
Lion
course
in.
you should.
But I appreciate the support and other members of my family who have joined on to help us be sure we keep things thriving. And so
I can say that we don't like it one little bit when men keep their hats on in the dining room.
And you know who does that.
And my mother, do you?
Well, I don't take this hat off very much, I can tell you that.
My mother would go up and say something to them. I could go, the whole dress code thing is a long story, but now we love everybody the way they are, except for the hats.
I will remember to take my hat off, the WMC hat off, as when I go in there. Morgan, as the director of guest experience, does that mean you're the complaint department?
It means I take a lot of credit for things that I had nothing to do with. It means I take a lot of blame for things I also had nothing to do with. It's a pretty broad title. Anything that falls under guest experience can be pinned to me. But it's a great responsibility. And, you know, you ask about living up to the expectations of our guests. It's nice working in a place. I've worked in a lot of hotels. And for the most part, you don't have this sort of accountability coming from guests. Guests who appreciate the tradition of the property as much or even in some cases more than its own staff. It's really a place where you can have a true impact on people's lives, and you talk about it as a special occasion venue, and it's always been that. And you know, people love to share their milestones with us, and so this is our opportunity to share our significant milestone with them.
And when somebody comes up to you, I've often wondered this, I answer the phones around here too, and when somebody comes up to you and says, "I don't like this," and they're wrong, what do you do?
Well, they're never wrong. If they don't like it, they don't like it. And that doesn't mean that that's going to apply to everyone as the standard. But it's important to hear why they didn't like it and do our best to rectify it. But that's the ultimate challenge of hospitality.
Is the customer always right?
The customer's point of view is always important.
Right. And of course,
good answer.
It is a good answer. I love the dining room because, first of all, the food is great. And secondly, it's one of the few places that a meat eater, you know, somebody who is not vegetarian all the time, can get a piece of roast beef that will knock your eyes out.
And how about those popovers?
And how about those popovers? Very famous popovers. If you're going to go, you have to really make reservations in advance. You do. You can't just walk in there because it is extremely popular. And it is something that you really want to make sure you pick up the phone, you know, and call. I wanted to ask you guys about the harpist. Are you still having a harpist play her instrument as you come into the room, and then there's into the front room, and then there's this roaring fire that is always there?
Teresa Mango.
Teresa Mango.
She's our longtime harpist, and she was just she performed on Easter, and she'll perform again on Mother's Day. And then as we get into the holiday season, she's there just about every day.
Yeah. What are the faux pas? Nancy, you named one, which is wearing a hat. What are the faux pas? Because this is a major institution to go into that we should all avoid.
Well, I'll just tell you one little thing that really bothered my mother. Having people hanging their jackets on the back of the dining room chairs instead of hanging them up in the coat room.
Yeah. Which is way to the left when you come in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a small thing. And, you know, obviously people do it. But it just, you know, I mean, people, we all try to remember. I mean, guests are part of what creates the ambience of a place, a restaurant or a coffee shop or a resort or anything. I mean, who was there is part of it. And to go into a beautiful old dining room like the Red Lion Inn and see every chair draped with a coat.
You don't want to do that. But what's
I prefer not to.
What happens when you walk in to the Red Lion and see one of Kate McGuire's famous people who she's having perform at the Berkshire Theater Festival? What's the right thing to do? Do you nudge the guy next to you and say, "It's Sam Waterston"? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I think, you know, we like our notable people, whether they be artists or politicians, to feel comfortable and at ease at the Red Lion. So we don't overly fuss over them, but it is fun and it's exciting to see some of the amazing people who come through, especially in the summer. There's no faux pas really that you can make there. If you want to be introduced to someone, we could probably arrange it, but we like them to have a little bit of privacy as well.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the actual thing. May 4th is a 50-day kickoff, culminating in a porch pop-up for the Kentucky Derby, featuring special Lucky Jack's mint juleps in honor of Jack Fitzpatrick, right? We'll start there. And then we'll go to, on Friday, May 17th, the Inn will host the first of a series of cultural pop-ups with the Norman Rockwell Museum, which is also celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. You know, Nancy, I never knew that the museum, which used to be in the Corner House, of course, in Stockbridge, and now has a major museum, is the same age as the renovated Red Lion.
I know, isn't that amazing? It's also, Chesterwood became part of the National Trust 50 years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me, and Austin Riggs, 100. I believe, is 100 years this year. Yeah. So in Stockbridge, this is a year of big anniversaries. And, of course, the Corner House, that's a remarkable story. And we're happy to have partnered with them a lot over the years. On our 20th anniversary, we had a block party with the old Corner House. And the Rockwell Museum at that point. So, yeah. What else?
What else?
You have there.
On Saturday, May 18th, Berkshire Drinks will be featured during an afternoon porch pop-up, including a Rockwell rum punch. Mm-hmm. Did he like rum punch?
Do we know that? I guess Rockwell did, yes. Norman did.
And then on May 29th, there'll be a gala dinner, 50 Years of Fitz. How do you get invited to that? You probably don't.
It's actually open. We have limited seating, but it is open to anyone who would like to come and join us. Yeah. And it'll be a really festive evening. That is, in fact, the 50 years to the day of the reopening of the Inn, which is why we chose that date. We will be, our chef Max Kipperman and our head of culinary Brian Allberg are reinterpreting the original menu into a modern version of what was served on that very evening.
Wow.
And we felt like it was a great chance for guests and community and friends to come and be together to celebrate that kind of momentous reopening.
Wow. So Stockbridge is quite something. And you guys are the basis of that. And Nancy, when you think about how Jack and Jane came to resuscitate this old building and make it into what it is now, it really is quite something, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it definitely took a lot of courage, stamina, and money, and a certain amount of ignorance. You know, sometimes when you start a really hard thing, if you knew how hard it was going to be ahead of time, maybe you wouldn't have done it. But I can't say that that's true, because it was a great love of both of my parents. They really, really took great joy from owning and revitalizing the Red Lion.
It keeps growing. Every time I turn around, a few new buildings are part of the Red Lion. And I know there's going to be a renovation. You're going to do something right in the front hall. What's that about, Sarah?
Well, that is something that we've been wanting to do for some time, something specifically that Nancy has envisioned as part of our future, which is to restore the first floor to the way it was 50 years ago. With the evolution of Country Curtains, we now have the space at the back of the main first floor available again to transform back into a dining and event space, which is what it was originally.
See.
So the front lobby will be as you see it today, but then the front dining room will transform back into lobby space, which is the way it was.
Wow.
And I think it will be not only a respect for the history of the inn, but a great new amenity and feature for the guests, and more space to relax and eat and drink.
One last thing, and we only have about a minute left, but the flowers. It's unbelievable what you guys do with the flowers. Nobody can make those their flowers look like what goes on there. You must feed them, right? Do you feed them?
Well, we have an amazing team, both who care for the exterior of the inn and the grounds, as well as inside the inn. So Tim Ward and Hans Reinhold and Lisa Sauer, these amazing people who care for the gardens and also take care of the flowers inside the hotel, all of which are very, very important to us.
Well, I can't thank you enough, because living in the Berkshires, as I do in Great Barrington, and we come up to Stockbridge, and we love that Red Lion, and you guys are to be thanked for keeping that great tradition going.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. It's an honor.
The Red Lion Inn's 50th anniversary celebration begins this Saturday. To learn more, visit redlioninn.com. That link will be posted along with this interview online at wamc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.